This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued a proclamation directing that flags at the White House and all public buildings and grounds and military facilities be flown at half-staff until the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is interred. The president has also directed that flags be flown at half-staff at all U.S. embassies and other facilities abroad. In a statement, the court said Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died this evening, surrounded by her family at her home in Washington, D.C. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
87-year-old Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a diminutive woman, but a towering champion of liberal causes and women's rights. She was the court's second female justice. The Supreme Court says Ginsburg died of complications from metastatic pancreatic cancer. Her death just 6 weeks before Election Day is likely to set off a heated battle over whether President Trump should nominate a replacement. Ginsburg announced in July she was undergoing chemotherapy treatment for lesions on her liver. It was the latest of several battles with cancer. Jackie Quinn in Washington.
President Trump paid tribute to Ginsburg, and in addition, there have been questions about whether or not the president will replace her. More from Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden.
That's the position the United States Senate must take today, and the election is only 46 days off. I think the fastest justice ever confirmed was 47 days, and the average is closer to 70 days. And so we should do this with full consideration. And that is my hope and expectation.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell vows to bring the vote before the election. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization on Friday warned that the coronavirus pandemic is not going away and might still have a long way to burn in our society as countries across the world experience spikes in new cases. Speaking at a news conference in Geneva, the executive director of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program, Dr. Michael Ryan, said the organization was adding 1.82 million cases to the global case count and an average somewhere between 40 and 50,000 deaths every week. He said that even though cases and deaths caused by the new coronavirus were at a flat global level, rises in other parts of the world are still concerning. There are more than 952,000 confirmed deaths globally resulting from COVID-19 and 30.5 million confirmed infections globally. President Donald Trump tries to paint immigrants as dangerous refugees during a campaign visit to Minnesota's Iron Range. More from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
During a rally in Bemidji, in the heart of Minnesota's iron mining area, President Trump talked about what he sees as dangers posed by immigrants, whom he refers to as refugees from Muslim-majority countries.
The importation of refugees from the most dangerous places in the world, including Yemen, Syria, and Somalia.
One such immigrant from Somalia, Democrat Ilhan Omar, who was a naturalized U.S. citizen and the 5th District Congressional Representative in Minnesota. Plus, she's a staunch critic of President Trump's.
Omar, yeah, he said Omar. That's a beauty, beauty. How the hell did she win the election?
During his speech, Trump also described himself as a wall protecting his supporters from the Democrats and presidential nominee Joe Biden. I'm Tim McGuire.
More homes have been destroyed by an unrelenting wildfire and that reached the Mojave Desert community, and it's still growing on several fronts after burning for nearly 2 weeks in mountains northeast of Los Angeles. Crews protected homes and chased spot fires sparked by embers blown across neighborhoods in Juniper Hills. Surrounding communities are under evacuation orders. Officials are investigating the death of a firefighter on the lines of another Southern California wildfire, sparked by a smoke-generating pyrotechnic device used by a couple to reveal their baby's gender. The death occurred Thursday in San Bernardino National Forest as crews battled the El Dorado fire. Moroccans staged a protest outside parliament to denounce Arab countries' agreements to normalize ties with Israel. Protesters called the historic U.S. brokered diplomatic pacts with the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain a betrayal of the Palestinian cause. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.